WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. David Drake received an Obie for his 1992 one-man play, The Night Larry Kramer Kissed Me. Larry Kramer is a playwright, gay activist, and founder of ACT UP. Drake wrote his play after seeing Kramer's The Normal Heart, which documented the early effects of AIDS on the gay community and politicized Drake into activism. Drake's play explores the many facets of gay life: AIDS, homophobia, politics, sexuality, love. It's both confessional and a call to action. Drake has appeared in a number of movies, including Longtime Companion, Philadelphia, and Naked in New York. His play, The Night Larry Kramer Kissed Me, is now out in paperback. Let's begin with a reading from the play.
My 22nd birthday, June 27th, 1985. The night I went to see a play, one that I had heard was gay, that held the promise of a real live kiss from a real live Brad Davis upon the lips of a real live man. That's the kiss that I wanted to see, but not the one that stayed and stayed and stayed with me after June 27th, 1985, the night Larry Kramer kissed me with his play, The Normal Heart.
That shot through a loose cannon mouth and exploded my soul into a thousand teardrop deaths, leaving my eyes bruised from the damp fingerprints off of my public theater playbill and from the cradling palms that smeared my snot-run face with black ink blood.
The same stains I wiped daily from my New York Times hands and face. From the pages, pages, pages I snapped past to find the news. All the news that wasn't there on A1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, on B1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, that was not fit on C1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, to print on D1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, stop. Ballet dancer, 32, dead. The night after the night Larry Kramer kissed me, I threw down those pages, pages, pages from my New York Times and ran for days to escape the invisible, unprintable killer stalking me.
That's David Drake reading from his play, The Night Larry Kramer Kissed Me. Now, what was it about seeing Larry Kramer's play, The Normal Heart, that made you think differently about yourself?
I began to see myself. I was 22 then, and I'm 30 now. Inside of a context that I didn't know existed. I think at that time I was young. I was 22. I was new to New York. My first year in New York City. I was an aspiring actor. Although I was working and things, but I was gay to my friends and openly to them and to myself. But I compartmentalized it in a way that I didn't see it as relevant in the world at large. I didn't know anybody who had AIDS. I didn't know anybody who admitted they were living with HIV. I didn't know anybody who could say those words and understand them. Once again, it seemed very abstract to me until people started dying a few years later, and then I began to see what it was. By that point, I had been tested and tested negative. I was having safe sex, is what we called it then, or safer sex. But the whole idea of sex was very scary to me. I wouldn't touch anybody. I knew how it was passed along. I was educated enough even in like 86, 87, but I'd rather take all my energy and put it into my work. I was just afraid. I thought, And I felt a lot of judgment on myself.
Mm-hmm. You brought a lot of judgment on yourself.
Yeah. You know, the punishment judgment, the struggle with, am I bad? You know, is this the payoff for being gay? You know, not understanding those things.
How did that creep into your conversation, though, that somehow being gay was a punishment for something? Because certainly we hear that from people outside the gay movement. But how did those fears creep into your thoughts?
Because I think in recalling early childhood experiences, I was punished for exhibiting anything that was other than my biological role as a male. I was a sissy boy, and it was a very shameful thing for me.
A sissy boy, meaning a boy that played with girls, played with dolls?
Yes. I liked to play with dolls. I liked... I didn't like team sports or playing sports in those ways, and I've come to understand that as there's other dimensions going on even when you're a small child with your playmates that's not necessarily going to be acted out on. It's just there are dynamics of comfortability with other boys or other girls, and there was always a tension with other boys that I wanted to be the little girl who ran away, but I didn't want to be a girl. But those are the only ideas we've got going. We've got boys and girls, straight.
Were your parents concerned about you playing with dolls and playing with girls?
Yes and no. I think my parents divorced when I was 7. I don't have a weak father. I have a very strong father, and to counter that often used time-honored argument of the powerful mother,
the
weak father. Aha, look, his gender roles are all screwed up. Look, the mother's too powerful for her own good. Down, you woman! Come on, man, carry a gun. Well, my dad does carry a gun. He's an outdoor sports writer for many newspapers all over Pennsylvania, and Dave Dracula, he writes a column, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, he's got a magazine. He's a big man of the big woods. State game commissioner. It's very, I got a BB gun and I wanted a Barbie as a child. And that is the truth. He was understanding. He's also a teacher. My mother was a teacher too. She was a music teacher. They were both educated people, mm-hmm. but they were young parents. They were 20 when they had me. And they didn't, when I came out to them, it's similar to what it's explored in the play, comically, but truthfully, I wanted to distill the experience of coming out so that I could tell that to people. I didn't want to moan and groan through the coming out experience. I'll write that in the memoir.
I'm talking with playwright David Drake about his one-man play, The Night Larry Kramer Kissed Me. More after a short break. This is Fresh Air. Playwright David Drake is my guest. You have played drag queens, or you've been in drag on stage.
That's right. There's a difference in those two things.
Yeah.
Actually,
well, tell us what the difference is.
Well, I've done two plays cross-dressing and drag, to playing a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Playing a woman. I played in Vampire Lesbians of Sodom I replaced Charles Bush, who wrote it, and I did it for a year and a half, and then I left, did a lot of regional theater, and then I came back. It was like that job that I could always count on, Vampire Lesbians of Sodom. And that was playing a woman in Act One. I played a fashion designer in London, sort of a Mary Quant spoof there. And then in Act Two, Vampire Lesbians, I was a very grand thing. But I knew the audience knew that I was in a dress.
Sure.
And they knew I was a man playing a woman. But when you're on stage, I didn't know that. I mean, I knew that, but I didn't consciously go, wink, wink, guess what? I'm Robin Williams and Mrs. Doubtfire.
I read that one of your role models was Stella Stevens.
Yes.
60s sex pot, right?
She had the most bite. I did. She had anger. Stella Stevens in the Poseidon Adventure is like, you know, air pockets. You know, she had all
Which
this anger. She was Miss Linda Rogo. She was married to Ernest Borgnine. She was the very glamorous sort of blonde one, sort of cheap. And I loved her. I thought she spoke for me. I saw the Poseidon Adventure 13 times as a child.
For her.
Well, I love the movie. And, you know, what a metaphor. A life turned upside down, survival. We're going through the maze of it. I mean, that's pretty easy for a little queer boy. But I loved her because she was a sort of angry and biting current edition of Barbie, Marilyn. You know, these images of femininity that I have been told, my mother was blonde, but she wasn't like Stella Stevens, but she was blonde and she was pretty. And I think I, you know, I saw that as an image of mother, Barbie, Stella. I don't know, but I loved all of her movies. Oh, and she made dreadful movies, and I taped every single one of them. I would tape them on a tape recorder on TV and then listen to them because I loved her.
Has your father seen you perform?
Yes, he's seen the show twice. He came in for opening night.
What did he say?
He's very proud of me. This was an opportunity to go, you know, I'm my father's son, except I'm doing it within my own experience in life and what I feel passionate about, and trying to make some sort of dramatic creation out of understanding those experiences. And he's very proud. He likes the Vigil piece in the show very much, which we're talking about AIDS informing my life. That is the piece in this play. It's called 1,000 Points of Light, and it gives a little meaning to that phrase from Noonan's speech for George Bush. It is six stories that there's a question that's being asked in it, and I ask it myself, and I think a lot of people ask the question, where did you go when you lose somebody, whether it's to AIDS or whatever? My mother, where did you go? I think, oh, she's still in Maryland, you know. This is very specifically about the gay men and AIDS.
Why don't we close with a section from The 1,000 Points of Light?
Yes. Paul. Paul. Paul, you singing, dancing, new age, let go, gypsy, chorus boy, queen. God, I loved you. And boy, I should have known you'd leap to tour when I suggested that maybe our dating was moving toward a relationship. Oh, no, 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 you said. You said, I have a career. You've got to let go, let go, let go, you said, 'cause God, I'm a dancer and a dancer dances. Oh, you people-pleasing tease. But who kept calling from those midnight motel rooms on the road? You, not me. You, you who closed in Phoenix and called me at 3 a.m. saying, help. What do I do? Come here, Paul. Come home. Okay, 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 you said, but before New York, I've got to see my family. Soon. 2 months passed, Paul, too. Where the hell did you go? Except for that picture postcard of the St. Louis airport that said, soon, Paul, I didn't hear a damn thing from you. Soon. Soon? Yeah, soon the phone rang. It was Tanya in Harrisburg, PA, your sister, saying, you're the friend, you better come, soon. I was so mad at you, Paul. I waited a week before I got on that train for Harrisburg. You bounced around the country for the past 11 months in those two-horse towns for those deadbeat hicks who never heard of HIV, never gave a thought about that beautiful young man kicking and belting his guts out up there on that stage to win their attention, win their approval, win their praise without a heartbeat of a glimmer of a pause of a thought that beautiful young man's blood coursed with the poison that was drilling his life away every second up there on that damn stage. Those selfish bastards and their selfish taste for escape. Escape! What do they need to escape from? Oh, God, to this minute I still hate musicals. And every time I even mention seeing a doctor, blood work, T-cells, counts, anything, Paul, you shooed me away with that giving in to the negative, giving into the dis-ease ball. You had so much energy, Paul. Where did it go? Soon. Harrisburg. In that night, in that room, holding your hand, I sat by your side, and though our hands held contained, baby, you did not. Rather, you seemed all over the room, wandering, gently, cautiously, in a moment, suddenly, quietly, of silence. You got away. Where did you go? I went through the weekend, and the family, and the food, and the flowers, and the phone calls, and the viewing, and the viewing, and the viewing, and the viewing, and don't Catholics believe in cremation? What? and the neighbors and the priest and your mother's introduction, Paul's friend and Tanya's insistence, Paul's lover. And the whispers, you would have been furious. And the stares, but I loved it. Let go, I did. And the limo, what did you tell her, Paul? I was your lover? And the limo, and the lowering, why? And the dirt. Is that how you told me? We carry the dead.
David Drake, thank you very much.
Thank you.
David Drake's one-man play, The Night Larry Kramer Kissed Me, is now out in paperback. This is Fresh Air.